Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate Mississippi's birthday as well as that of Harold Adamson, have some cherries, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week I played Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries by Ben Burney. Okay, you're already way ahead of me. That's right. We're going to start off this week's show with a set of rapidly rotating records about cherries, beginning with McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
Hard to tell everybody how you've been sending me. Now if that's your secret, you can keep it to yourself. 'Cause if you tell me, I might tell somebody else. I never loved, hope I never will. 'Cause the love in proposition will get somebody killed. Now you can take me, baby, put me in your big breast bed. Eagle rock me, baby, till my face done cherry red. Baby, look at you.
Thank you. sun smiling, lips of rosy hue. I must leave, and your blue lips beguiling, just forget to sigh. So long is not goodbye. Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio. Won't you give me a smile when I go? You shouldn't look so blue, because everyone loves that smile of yours. Cheerio, when the moon sails along, in your heart sing a bright little song. Someday I'll kiss away your troubles and woe. Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio.
Love that record. Scrappy Lambert recording under the pseudonym of Wallace Gordon in 1928, and Cheerio, Cherry Lips, Cheerio. Cheerio, Cherry Lips, Cheerio was composed by Harry Warren with lyrics by Mort Dixon and was preceded by Art Hickman's orchestra with an example of the Indian intermezzo genre from the early 20s. That's all those pseudo-Native American-sounding pop tunes which started with Neil Moret's Hiawatha. We heard Cherry Cherokee, which was also written by Neil Moret. That recording was made in San Francisco by Columbia in February of 1921, and it was actually a medley with the second tune, I'm Missin' Mammy's Kissin'. Before Art Hickman, it was Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys and Cherry Red from June 30th, 1939. Boogie Woogie pianist Pete Johnson and vocalist Joe Turner, who was a former bartender, wrote Cherry Red, and you also heard Hot Lips Page on trumpet. We began that Cherry set and the show with McKinney's Cotton Pickers and Cherry. Cherry was composed by Don Redman, who also wrote the arrangement, and the vocalist on that July 12, 1928 recording was Jean Napier, or Jean Napier, if you prefer. Now, this show is nothing if not eclectic. Just try and name another radio show anywhere on the planet where you're going to hear Art Hickman and Pete Johnson at all, let alone in the same set, other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. And I'm the guy responsible for it, Glenn Robison.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Thank you.
which is the 20th state? That's right, Mississippi, which was admitted to the Union on December 10th, 1817. Well, at least the western portion of the Mississippi Territory became the state of Mississippi. Mississippi's first state capital was Natchez, but in 1822 it was moved to... Right again, Jackson. Mississippi's known as the Magnolia State, probably because the state flower is the magnolia, and the state tree is also the magnolia. I once had a cat named Magnolia, but that has nothing whatsoever to do with anything. And just in case you didn't know it, Mississippi has more churches per capita than any other of the United States. Not only that, but National Geographic magazine is printed in Corinth, Mississippi. You never know when you might be a contestant on Jeopardy and need to know those facts. So here to commemorate Mississippi's statehood is a set of rapidly rotating records about Mississippi, beginning with Clarence Williams and his orchestra.
Feel that chilly wind clear to my skin, and Lordy, how it blows. I'm so cold, my very soul keeps shivering through my clothes. Mississippi, here I am. Won't you float me home or take your child to heaven?
Mississippi, splashing along the shore. No head to mow, no corn to hoe. I'm never gonna work no more. Sit and laugh at the bill collector snooping round my door. Scared of him, 'cause he can't swim. I'm never gonna fail. Come a day when the fish ain't a biting, and I got some time that's free. Gonna blow for the landing and get my gal and bring her back with me. To my shanty boat on the Mississippi, better times in store. Oh, she'll sweep my rug and fetch my jug. I'm never gonna work no more. Thank you.
have a dream haunting refrain, calling me home, never to roam far from you again. Happy days come back to me when I hear the melody of the dear old Mississippi.
There you have some divergent musical styles, not to mention some divergent opinions about life on the Mississippi in the 20s. We began that set with Clarence Williams and his orchestra and Mississippi Basin, written by Andy Razaf and Reginald Forsythe, who was a composer from the British West Indies. They also wrote the Shim Sham Shimmy Dance. Mississippi Basin was recorded in mid-May of 1933, and the vocal trio consisted of Eva Taylor, who was Mrs. Clarence Williams, and Clarence Todd. Next, it was Ray Miller and his orchestra, January 24, 1929, in Mississippi, Here I Am. Arthur Sizemore wrote the tune, and the Bernie Grossman lyrics were sung there by Dick Tila. That was followed by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra and Shanty Boat on the Mississippi, recorded June 15, 1939. Shanty Boat on the Mississippi was written by Jim Eaton and pianist Terry Shand, who also brought us Dance with a Dolly, I'm Gonna Lock My Heart, and I Double Dare You, which was also a hit for Armstrong. We finished up with Jack Hilton and his orchestra and Mississippi Melody from July 25, 1928. The vocal trio there was Jack Hilton, Hugo Rignald, who played violin in the band, and Chappie D'Amato, who played alto sax and guitar. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Yesterday, December 10th, marked the birth in 1906 in Greenville, New Jersey, of lyricist Harold Adamson. He was educated at the University of Kansas and Harvard University, where he had been involved in songwriting, but after graduating, seriously pursued it as a career. By the late 20s, he was in New York writing for Broadway musicals, including Smiles, for which he, Mack Gordon, and Vincent Eumanns wrote one of his most famous compositions, Time on My Hands. In 1933, he signed a contract with MGM and moved to Hollywood and spent the remainder of his career writing for movies, both musical and non-musical. You're no doubt familiar with the theme song for the television series I Love Lucy, which was composed by Elliot Daniels. But you may not know that the lyrics to I Love Lucy were written by Harold Adamson. He died in Beverly Hills on August 17, 1980. Here are four from the pen of Harold Adamson.
Thank you. done before. To share a kiss, a moment's bliss, and hear you whisper you love me. Sweetheart, it thrills, it's old as the hills, but it's new to me. Everything's been done before. The birds that sing a song of spring were always singing above me. And yet with you, their singing is something that's new to me. Life is strange. We hate to change from what is tried and true. Oh, I know I'm only doing what the others do. Still it all seems new. Everything's been done before. To fall in love with stars above began with Adam and Eve. So when I'm with you, I just want to do what's been done before.
Thank you.
time on my hands. You in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, your love affair for two. With time on my hands and you
gentlemen, greetings and salutations. This is Ben Burney, the old maestro and all the lads, expressing a bit of good wishes to all you guys and you gals. How be you, carpet? You're right on time, too. Gosh, you're one carpet that's hard to beat. Well, on with the dance. History repeats itself, ladies and gentlemen. And as Mark Antony, the great Roman general, remarked when he met Cleopatra, look who's here. Yowza.
To gaze upon, put your face upon, look who's here, my, my, oh, look who's here, looking cute and clever, well, I swear I never with you, look who's here, my, my, what a beautiful smile, what a classical pose, what a wonderful style, with a wonderful Eva and a wonderful dog, oh, look who's here. She's an inspiration for a big ovation. It's a time to cheer. Look who's here.
Well done, my lads. That was Look Who's Here. Gosh, the boys are in great fettle tonight. You'd think they were paid in advance.
Well, not exactly a rapidly rotating record. That was an unissued private radio transcription of a January 21st, 1933 broadcast of The Lucky Strike Hour by Ben Burney and his orchestra of Look Who's Here. The vocalist was Jackie Heller. Ben Burney never recorded Look Who's Here commercially, and I played that primarily because you get to hear him say yowza, and I played Roger Wolf Kahn's recording of Look Who's Here fairly recently. Before that, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra with Time on My Hands from February 19, 1931. That was preceded by Stu Pletcher and his orchestra and You Never Looked So Beautiful. Stu performed triple duty, leading the band, playing trumpet, and providing the vocal on that March 27, 1936 Bluebird recording. It was also issued on Regal Xenophone as by the Broadway Rhythm Kings. We began our little tribute to Harold Adamson with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra and Everything's Been Done Before. The vocalist on that February 11, 1935 recording was Joey Nash.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Dick Robertson.
Hi-ho, everybody. There's lots of public enemies, but I know only three. Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. They've made a million married women wish that they were free. Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Those crooning vagabonds are stealing all our blondes. Now I know what has become of Sally. And every time you kiss your girl, who is she thinking of? Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Listen, all you bachelors, all you married men, we must stick together once again. There's too many crooners, too many saxophones, breaking up our happy home. Who always sings about a couple needs the stars above? Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. And though I call it nonsense, they insist that it is love. Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Before the radio, a married man could throw any gigolo out in the alley. But now who comes into your home and you can't say a word? Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Each time I go out, all I hear him talk about is this Crosby, the Columbo, and the Valley. You know, I buy the banana from the Greek, and all the time I hear him speak about this Crosby, Columbo, and the Valley. I buy the radio, and I tune him soft and low, and I hear him sing, and I like him too, by golly. Everything will be okay if they sing Pagliacci someday, this Crosby, Columbo, and the Valley. Our children think America was first discovered by Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. The women only laugh at me, but who can make them cry? Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. A girl can close her eyes and listen to those guys and do what Trilby did to old Svengali. My baby can't say Poppy yet, but he can plainly say Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. Thank you.
are long and weary. I still believe in you. Do-do-do-do, go all my days are weary. I still believe in you. Something within me tells me there's no wrong you could do. Others doubt you, I still believe in you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with a musical dig at the crooner craze of the early 30s by Dick Robertson. That was Crosby, Columbo, and Valley, recorded exactly 80 years ago this very day on December 11, 1931. Crosby, Columbo, and Valley was written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke, who wrote songs which were recorded by Crosby, Columbo, and Valley. I wonder what they thought of that song. Next, it was a very Charleston-sounding song about a dance, the Jig Walk, written by Duke Ellington and Joe Trent for the musical review Chocolate Kiddies. That was the Ipana Troubadours on December 10, 1925. Chocolate Kiddies toured Europe for 2 years but never made it to Broadway. Jig Walk was recorded by lots of bands, British and American, including the Savoy Orpheans, Bert Furman, Earl Oliver's Jazz Babies, a Harry Reaser pseudonym, and Ben Burney. Duke Ellington himself recorded it 5 times but never on a commercial record. After Jig Walk, we heard Oh Mabel, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito, and performed there by Ben Selvin and his orchestra exactly 87 years ago this very day. That recording was made December 11, 1924, in case you couldn't do the math. And we finished up with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra and I Still Believe in You, written by Fred Rich, L. Wolf Gilbert, and Newell Chase. Now that record really shouldn't have been played because it won't be having its 85th birthday until next Friday, December 16th. I don't know how it got put in the mix, but by the time I realized it, it was too late to change, and besides, it's a really nice record anyway. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.